A new conservative group is hoping to open up the conversation about renewable energy. The Michigan Conservative Energy Forum is working to increase the state's investment in energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. Larry Ward is the executive director of the forum, and he's the former political director for the Michigan Republican Party. Larry, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here today.
What are the overall goals of your organization?
Well, the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum is basically a place for conservative individuals, organizations, and businesses to engage in the conversation about energy, Michigan's energy. And we want to be relevant to the discussion on Michigan's energy policy.
People tend not to link the political right to renewable energy. People are more likely to think of drilling for more oil than solar or wind. Do you feel you're in the minority among conservatives that you want to address renewable energy?
No, in fact, our numbers show that we are strong when it comes to renewable energies. We've done a lot of research. The forum itself has looked into the numbers. And by and large, the conservatives support renewable energies. And in fact, in the state of Michigan, very popular. You know, as you mentioned, it's been dominated maybe perhaps by the left, the whole conversation. And what we really want to do is get the conservatives to move forward and show that we do have solutions when it comes to energy, and renewables are a key part of that.
Do you think that conservatives have supported renewable energy more all along, or is this representative of a more recent change in thinking?
I don't know about a more recent. It's building over time. I mean, as you drive around the state of Michigan, you see the wind towers up. You see the technology improving. Not only that, what it goes back to is about jobs and the economy. And if you think about what conservatives stand for, it's about jobs and the economy, the health of people in our state, and our national security. So perhaps the conversation has been dominated on a different front prior to this, more on an environmental thing, clean energy, cleaning up the pollution in the air, whereas a conservative comes at it from a little bit different approach.
Are there policies or goals that the forum supports? For example, the state's renewable energy standard, 10% renewable by 2015?
Yeah, that's the current law, which is in place. Looks like they're on well track to make that 2008 law that was put into place.
Were you enthusiastic about that? Were you supportive of that call?
Yeah, it was actually a bipartisan effort. Mm-hmm. Very strong support in going into that. I don't know that we're looking for any one specific policy. The Conservative Energy Forum itself isn't advocating a policy one over the other. What we're really in existence to do is have a seat at the table and discuss where they're headed with this.
Now, Governor Snyder has supported expanding the renewable energy portfolio. How does your group tend to feel about that?
Well, as you know, Governor Snyder's done a lot of research over the last year, put together a whole bunch of different groups across the state that have studied what can be done, what we have the capability of. And he's coming out with those reports, and they've been rolling out over time. Now we have the opportunity coming up, but he'll probably address it a little bit further in a state of the state coming up. But this group is there to support their efforts.
Well, your group is called the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum. Are you actually having forums, gatherings?
Yes, we will be. This is a newly formed group. We plan on having a large number of different town hall meetings across the state, working closely with state representatives out there. Educating people on what Michigan energy and how we got to where we are and where we should go in the future.
You see renewable energy as a particular job creator then, providing a real spark for the economy?
Absolutely. And if you think about it, the number of jobs that come from this, you drive across the state and see the wind towers that are going up. We have a strong manufacturing base. Anything related to expanding renewables will create jobs in the state of Michigan.
Where are your members on the issue of global warming and climate change?
You know, we have not addressed that. We're not down. That's not our motivating factors. As I said earlier, it's about jobs in the economy. It's about the health. It's about national security. We think about our energy sources of where we get them from. We spend over $1 billion a day in going out to other countries to buy our energy sources in this country. It makes no sense to do that. Let's bring them back to homegrown clean energy here in Michigan.
Our guest here this morning on Current State is Larry Ward. Larry is the executive director of the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum, and he is the former political director for the Michigan Republican Party. How did discussions with your fellow conservatives go who are not as open to renewable energy? Are you doing a lot of persuading here or arm twisting?
Well, persuading in some sense, it's educating in a lot of senses. You know, we've done the research. What fascinates me is you'll do things and ask people where their energy comes from. And people don't realize when they turn their light switch on and the power comes on, they'll tell you who they pay their bill to, Border Water and Light, Consumers Energy, DTE. But what is the generation source for that power? And 60% or so in this state of Michigan comes from coal. Well, we have no coal in the state of Michigan. We spend $1.2 billion a year to bring in coal to the state to generate our power. We have other sources here in the state. So as I talk to my fellow conservatives out there, each of them has a different take on the types of elements. And one of the things the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum has been keen on is staying with an all-of-the-above approach. And by that, I mean we look at the natural gas and biomass, wind, solar, those things that are renewable. And as Governor Schneider's emphasized lately, expansion of energy efficiencies. You know, just in saving on what we can save means that we don't have to generate and create that next power plant.
Where does your forum stand on hydraulic fracturing or fracking?
Natural gas is abundant in the state of Michigan. I think it's a great alternative. Even your prior guest talking about the Border Water and Light here in their cogeneration plant switching over from coal to natural gas. And so when it comes to that, we're not key pushing for fracturing, but we are a natural gas supporter.
Mm-hmm. How is your organization funded?
You know, we're a volunteer organization, and across the state, we've been trying to gather up support. We are looking for other funding sources currently so that as people come on board, we'll have the opportunity coming up. We have a Facebook page that has been established. Encourage everyone to go there and check out Michigan Conservative Energy Forum. And that's where we're looking for funding.
2014 is going to be an important year in Michigan with regard to energy policy. The legislature is expected to take up the governor's proposals for Michigan's energy future here very shortly. Are you looking forward to getting your group's views into this debate?
Absolutely. And that's what this group is about, is making sure that we have a seat at the table, that we're relevant to the discussion. We share our solutions for what we believe in. And we encourage and give some type of backing and support to any legislative person out there that wishes to step forward and take on renewable energies.
Have you picked up allies in the legislature?
Yeah, strong support so far. You know where the real support comes from, and it's fascinating watching it, is with the youth. The youth across the state, and one of our key leadership council members is the co-chair of the Michigan Federation of College Republicans. Michael Stroud came on board with us. And if you talk to anyone under the age of 30, they understand this issue. They get that we can have renewable energy sources as part of our mixture. And so it's encouraging to see them come on board and help us out.
Is there a particular aspect of this energy debate that we're going to see in 2014 that you're especially interested in participating in or watching?
Not any one particular. We'd love to see it unfold and be part of that discussion. So as the year goes on, yes, it is an election year, and I think it will be key. We'll see how big a key it is coming up. The governor has a State of the State speech, see how much he discusses energy efficiencies and renewable energies going forward.
What do you see as Michigan's biggest energy challenge going forward? Do you think of it in those terms?
I don't know about a challenge in the sense of energy. I think looking at all the different factors and the different diversification of our energy sources, again, going back to that all-of-the-above approach, mm-hmm. Not to pick on any one thing. You know, with Michigan generating so much of its power from coal is not going to go away overnight. You know, that's the reality of it. But as we get different energy sources coming into the mix, how do they play out economically, jobs, health, national security, and those types of issues?
Any particular thoughts on tar sands?
No thoughts at all.
It's one. It's one of the all of the above.
Sure, and you know, if you look at, we will depend on fossil fuels. There's no doubt about that going forward. How big a mixture we can have of renewables and how that helps the economy in Michigan, I think, will be key.
Okay. Larry Ward is the executive director of the Michigan Conservative Energy Forum. Larry, thanks for your time.
Mark, thank you very much.
Good luck. This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.